All right. We are member-supported KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach. The artist is Matt Mays. The song is called Take It On Faith. It's brand new, and you heard it first right here on Laguna's only FM, KX93.5. Matt Mays is actually here right now.
Hey, man.
How are you?
So good.
You look good.
No, I don't.
No.
That's a lie.
we've been talking off the air. You've been enjoying your time here in Southern California, or the Southern California leg of this tour.
Yeah, we have a lot of guys in the band have yet to see California, so I'm showing them the sights. Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's great.
And I didn't realize this, you being, first of all, Matt Mays, originally you are from where?
I'm from Nova Scotia, Canada.
Nova Scotia, and you don't think about that as a big surfing community, but you're big into that culture.
Yeah, I grew up working in a surf shop, and the guys took me in, and I know all the secret spots in Nova Scotia, and I've been surfing for almost 20 years, yeah.
Well, I do want to talk about that, and I do want to talk about, I guess the Indio video is out right now, and apparently that is all about surfing.
Yeah, I spent a lot of 2 months in Costa Rica this winter, and
awesome.
Brought the cameras with, it's like super, super chill, but we just sort of just filmed this lifestyle.
And how many months was that?
I was there for two.
You're there for 2 months. Were you working on music? Were you writing and recording?
I was. I was doing a lot of songwriting. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I bring a ukulele down and kind of, get some songs out.
Right. Yeah. I read about you a little bit. You're all about surfing, maybe a little bit of yoga, maybe a little bit of playing the ukulele.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very cool. And I imagine going down to Costa Rica is very conducive, or it might help out the songwriting or artistic
stuff. Yeah, all of those things. Yeah, it's good for all of those. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of bands relocate to different places to help facilitate writing or recording their record. Like a lot of bands are going out to Joshua Tree and stuff like that, or up in the mountains, but Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And that is nice.
Yeah, it was good. It served the purpose well, man, I gotta say.
So you're on tour right now with Gaslight Anthem. They're a band that we play on the radio here. They're kind of big in the indie alternative world. How did you link up with a band from New Jersey in the first place, and how have those shows been going?
Well, the shows have been going incredible. It was a really good phone call getting the tour offer. Brian Fallon, the singer in the band, he's heard about my music years ago, and we've been pen pals, kind of sort of we like the same music and have the same influences. So we became friends, but we had never met. And this tour just seemed kind of right, I guess, and maybe in their mind or in his mind to kind of link up and do the tour together. So,
Right. Yeah,
I just got a phone call out of the blue, said the boys want to do a tour with you guys, and that's what happened. And we started up north in Seattle, Portland, and be working our way down. And the shows have been amazing, you know, 2,000 people a night and yada, 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 but it's been amazing.
It's awesome. So when they see your show tonight at the Belly Up in Solana Beach, is it just you on stage, or no, you got a full band and they're actually not here at the radio station, you left them downstairs?
Yeah, I can see
them
through
the
window.
They want to see the beach anyway.
Yeah, if you're in the PCH, it's the scummy black van down there. Say hi to the boys.
How many people in the band, and what could people expect a little bit later in Solana Beach?
We're a full-on rock and roll band.
First of all, do you remember the Belly Up ever playing there before?
No, I've never been. No, I've never been.
It's a really cool place.
I hear it's great. I have some friends from San Clemente, and they're so pumped for the show. I can't wait, because
nice.
I guess it's just a great venue.
Sold out.
Yeah. But we're a 5-piece band, and 2 guitars, bass, drums, and an organ, and full on rock and roll show.
Full on, man.
Yeah.
So it's you. It's Matt Mays as the leader of the band.
I try to be.
And band leader Matt Mays and Gaslight Anthem. The show is tonight in Solana Beach. If you already have a ticket, you're one of the fortunate ones, because it is in fact sold out. So the Coyote LP.
Yeah.
It is available to the general public right now, right?
It is.
And that came out when? It was.
It came out in the fall. In Canada, it came out in the fall, but it just recently came out here in the States. So it's pretty new. Yeah.
And where was that written and recorded? I guess, where was it recorded? Did you link up with any rad, musicians or producers for this record?
I've been lucky to work with some pretty awesome producers. And this one, I decided to produce it myself to sort of see where I was at and see what I could do on my own. And a bit of a real solo effort on this one, but I did get to play with some great musicians, and I recorded it everywhere. I lived in New York City for a while. Like I lived in Laguna Beach actually for quite a while, and I wrote a lot of songs actually here. And
yeah, I had no idea you had ties to Laguna Beach.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. The only girl I've ever loved is from around here, and so I spent a lot of time here, a lot of Christmases, and we lived here for a while, just across the street from the Orange Inn. Yeah.
Oh right.
And yeah, it was great. I love being back, but I wrote a lot of songs here and lived in San Francisco, did some writing there and recording there, and it's a real mishmash of different cities and places I wrote and recorded the album in.
I read that you played a lot of the parts on this record, right? Not just guitar, huh?
Yeah, some songs I did live off the floor with my band, and others like Taken Off Faith, the song you played. I played everything but drums on that because I had to, because I didn't have a band in New York, so I kind of had to be, you know, as industrious as possible, and I had to, you know, sort of, you know, baptism by fire. I had to just play everything, but which wasn't easy.
Right.
But yeah, it was a real, like I said, a real mishmash of all sorts of different styles and things and musicians, and some things I played on my own, others I played live off the floor with the band. It was that kind of a record. I just kind of let it happen, you know.
Is that was that progress or that is that going through the motions for this new Coyote LP, was it different from previous records that you put out as far as putting it together?
Absolutely. Yeah, it was a lot different. You know, I've worked with great producers who have worked with Tom Petty and the Stones, and I've learned a lot from them, and what I learned, I wanted to see if I could sort of apply myself in the studio or to the recording process and see if, you know, I can do it on my own as a producer. And I've been producing younger bands in Canada as well, and I just wanted to sort of test myself and my abilities as a producer, and that's sort of how I took this album on.
Does that take away from the Matt Mays stuff when you have to facilitate somebody else's, you know, project? And who are you producing?
There's a band that I found. I was actually on the PCH driving just by the Pelican, whatever it's called. But I had found a CD in my suitcase, and I didn't have I just wanted to listen to something new, and I put it on, and it was this band, this blank CD called The Meds, and they're called The Meds. They're from a small province called Prince Edward Island in Canada.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with their demo, and I found them and asked them to produce the record, and I loved it. I thought it was really a good thing for me to do. I learned a lot about making music, being a producer as opposed to being the artist, you know?
Yeah. So if a band comes across your desk or whatever, and you're super stoked on them and you feel like they need a little bit of extra help, you'll take them under your wing, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I've got a lot of experience, and it's nice to help younger bands. I remember what it's like to not know what you're doing at all. So if I can help at all, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm there to help, you know? Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Again, member supported KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach. Matt Mays in studio, currently touring with Gaslight Anthem. In all your travels throughout North America, who's got the best surf? Or a place that you were super surprised and you were like, man, this place is great.
Well, probably my hometown, because this is killer surf in Nova Scotia. But that's a toughie, man. I'd say maybe... I've had some pretty good days in Rockaway in New York City.
Right on.
Played there. You take the subway there. You know,
I imagine
took
my it's
subway,
pretty gloomy the out there. I have no idea.
Yeah, well, coming from Nova Scotia, it's not so bad because we get some pretty gloomy surf days there too.
Just last night, what were you doing with your guys? You were in Huntington Beach.
Yeah, we stayed in Huntington.
And it was a night off from the tour with Gaslight.
We had the night off, and we went to see the Happy Accidents at Killarney's, because that's what, you know, I used to do all the time when I lived here. We used to go there every Sunday, and they're such a great cover band. And
cool.
So I wanted to show the guys because...
Right,
you know,
and there was a late night dipping in the ocean.
Yeah,
type of thing.
The guys had never been in the ocean, in the Pacific, before, so after the bar, we strolled down to the beach and we went swimming. It was awesome.
That's awesome.
No one drowned. Surprisingly.
Well, dude, we love your music. It's very much a Southern California type of vibe, if I may say so.
Awesome.
Myself, yeah, awesome. Definitely. You got to keep us in the loop as far as what you're doing. After this whole tour is said and done with Gaslight, what's next for you guys?
We're doing quite a few summer festivals, doing that thing, and then I think when the kids go back to school, we do a little tour of the little college university sort of circuit, and
cool.
then back in the studio.
Right on, man.
Yeah.
Well, you did bring your guitar. You're nice enough to play a song or two for us live in studio, which is really super cool. We do appreciate that. What did you decide to play for us now? And is it something new off the Coyote record?
Yeah, I'm going to play a song I wrote here in this town.
And awesome.
I figured it would be kind of a good thing to do. It's called Indio. It's the first song off Coyote.
And this actually has a really cool video.
Yeah, this is the Costa Rica video.
Yeah, the Costa Rica video. There's a lot of great surf footage. It's on your website right now. It's mattmaze.com, right?
Yeah, it is, yep.
All right, cool. So whenever you're ready, man.
Ride free with them high falcons in the sun. Ride the fur on down that old 55 up in the motor song that comfort home on the AM radar. Love's coming on strong, getting you along, going in a gone. Indio, won't you take me in for some of that old fashioned California sin? Whoa, them's the rules, I don't make them. Give me the dice, watch me shake them. If I give myself to you, you gotta give yourself to me. Them's the rules, and the spirits of the desert. I'll ride in midnights, drifting slow, than just a haze, my head lies. As I throw it in the gear down that old 405 love, I was born on the day that music died. The sun busted open like some powder ship collide. The speed's coming on real strong. It's a going and a going and a gone. Indio, won't you take me in for some of that old-fashioned California sin? Whoa, them's the rules, I don't make them. Give me the dice, watch me shake them. If I give myself to you, you gotta give yourself to me. Them's the rules. Well, run, 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 you are free now. Run, 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 you are free. Run, 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 you are free now. Run, 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 you are free. It don't matter, cause I got my song. 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 Well, you're out getting high. Indio, won't you take me in for some of that old-fashioned California sin? Whoa, them's the rules, I don't make them. Give me the dice, watch me shake them. If I give myself to you, well, you gotta give yourself to me. Them's the rules. Indio, won't you take me in for some of that old-fashioned California sin? Whoa, them's the rules, I don't make them. Give me your hips, watch me shake them. If I give myself to you, you gotta give yourself to me. Yeah, you gotta give yourself to me. We'll be going and a going and a gone, gone.
Awesome. KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. That was live from our Pearl Street studios. Matt Mays in studio. That song was called Indio. There's a rad video for that. He's playing a sold-out show with Gaslight Anthem, and that's down south in Solana Beach. Very cool, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem. That guitar looks like it's been through the ringer.
Yeah, almost more than me.
Really? Where'd you get that guitar?
It's actually... It was an eBay purchase, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. It was a chance was taken, but it worked out because I like old guitars. They sound better to me. Acoustics, you know.
No, yeah, that's.
But she's pretty worn.
Yeah, it looks like it. That's the guitar you're gonna play on stage with tonight.
I would imagine so. Yeah.
When you go home and you write music or write a song, it's just you and the guitar mainly, or
other instruments
at your disposal.
I keep it pretty simple. It's either an acoustic guitar or a piano or a ukulele. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of keeps the song sort of the dominant. Thing going on instead of some wild instrument, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. I think so.
Right?
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Who is Jay Smith?
Jay Smith, he was my best friend and dear brother, and he played guitar in this band. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Jay sort of suddenly passed away on tour. I guess it's about a month ago now,
right,
already.
That, this like just happened.
Yeah, it seems like a couple weeks ago now. But it was a real bad scene. It was we're all still reeling from it. He was a brother to all the guys in the band, and we're very close as friends in this band. We're not just like a bunch of hired guns with me. They're all like my brothers, pretty much. And Jay was one of them. So there's a real void, right, in the band right now. And on stage, off stage, we're all still kind of dealing with it. And it's been tough, but it's lucky to have a bunch of guys like my band around, and we're all dealing with it together, and it's been tough, and everybody's playing their ass off on stage for Jay. It's been heavy duty.
Wow.
But
yeah, I can't imagine going through something like that. And that was just before the tour kicked off, or while you were on the road?
It was while we were on the road. We did a little Canadian tour. There's no such thing as a little Canadian tour because it's such a big country. But
right.
No, it was sort of in the middle of the tour and towards the end of a tour. But we decided to play. We played the night, the day that he died, and because that's what he would have wanted us to do. Like, we were going to fly home, but we decided now we got to kind of push on.
Right.
And
I imagine
playing.
That there was probably talk of not continuing the tour.
It was a hard decision, and we called his folks and his sister, and we ran it by them first. And there's a bunch of fundraisers that went on, and we raised with everybody got together, all the bands from home. We raised $200,000 for his kids for like a Jay Smith
beautiful.
Trust. Yeah, so
really great, man.
Hopefully the university will be paid for it, anything they need, because he had two beautiful kids and they're really young, and it was a real bummer. And
right.
But we just try to concentrate on getting that money together for
I
the
had
kids.
To ask you about that because it's a thing,
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't mind talking about it at all, and a lot of people are like, oh bro, it's super heavy, and it is heavy, but it's like, I don't mind talking about it because it happened,
right. Well, I don't know the guy, but I imagine he would have wanted you to continue playing rock and roll around the country.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
more than anybody he would have.
So for a guy growing up in Nova Scotia, a place that I have no idea about, what were you, not only were you surfing growing up there, which I had no idea is even a thing, but what kind of type of music were you listening to growing up? Like, what type of stuff were your folks listening to?
I grew up on a lot of classic rock music, my old man had a great, great record collection, and I hit a certain age where I started getting interested in it, and a lot of Neil Young and Gordon Lightfoot and J.J. Cale and Dylan and the Stones, the Beatles, all that stuff really was sort of what I got into first and what sort of inspired me to want to play guitar.
If you had to hand me a record right now, like the physical copy of a record or CD, and says, you know what, this, and you were saying, you know what, this is what pretty much Matt Mays was all about, what would that be?
It just popped into my head when you said that. I mean, there's a million records I would like to hand you, but one that was in my dad's record collection that I thought was such a cool record it's a record called Five by J.J. Cale. I would get that on vinyl, and I would hand it to you, and I think you'd like it. I don't know you well, man, but I think you'd like it.
Probably it's, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Sorry, you wanted to add something to that as well?
No, that's it. That record and that record only.
All right. Matt Mays in studio on tour right now playing Solana Beach, just a few miles down the highway there from Laguna Beach. Playing the Belly Up Tavern, completely sold out with Gaslight Anthem. Anything you wanted to touch on specifically, or what would you say to the people out there listening who are not familiar with the music of Matt Mays thus far?
Well,
this Coyote record is not your first record.
No, it's my fifth.
Yeah.
The guys and I decided last night that I think the States is so hard to wrap our heads around as a touring band. It's so intimidating that we decided that we're solely just going to tour California. It's going to be our state.
You could do
that. Yeah, right? I know. Yeah. It's a good idea.
Right.
So, because we love it down here, and I have a lot of ties and a lot of memories from all over California and a lot here. But we're going to be around a lot more, so I guess I'm going to add, and hopefully people will sort of get into the tunage and come out and, you know.
I hope so. Down the road, you think you might want to play a benefit show for this little radio station?
Absolutely.
Really?
Anytime, man.
Find a venue down the street.
Let's do it. We'll play The Quiet Woman. We'll do it there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I always want to play The Quiet Woman.
Again, Matt Mays, enjoy the show tonight. Anything you ever want to promote or new music you want to test out on the public, I mean, that's why we're here.
I think this is so good. This is in town, man. I'm so happy for you guys. It's a beautiful station. Yeah, yeah. It had to happen.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, man.
Now can I get your donation?
Yeah, absolutely. Here, dig into my pockets here.
Before you go, you got to sign our wall. Again, Matt Mays in studio, KX93.5. Let's play Take It On Faith. And again, thanks so much, brother.
Hey, man. Thank you.
All right, you got it.
Thanks, man. I don't know you, but I